intent of the laws related to taxis versus town cars and taxis based selection based on availability as opposed to payment in return for a favor treatment.
Yes, and it creates a safety issue as well.
It's a safety issue. All right. Can you please call the vote on the motion to add the emergency clause?
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. Can you please call the vote on the now emergency ordinance, item number 1260?
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Adams?
Bribes are now against local law. Aye. Can you please, I move to add the emergency to 1261.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. I do so for the purposes of health safety of drivers and quality of life of drivers. Can you please call the vote on the motion to add the emergency?
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. Can you please call the vote on the now emergency ordinance, item number 1261?
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. Can you please call the vote on emergency ordinance, item number 1262?
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. Approved. Can you please call the vote on emergency ordinance, item number 1263?
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. 1263 is approved. Can you please call the vote on resolution item number 1264?
Fritz?
Thank you, everybody, for a very good process, a very good hearing, for all of the input that we had both before the hearing and today. Thank you all for staying for so long, and children for behaving so well. Staff, really great job. And I do share the concern about the amount of time it may take to get these necessary regulations done. I heard you say that you would do it as fast as humanly possible, and I know that you will do that. And you often have done wonders in shorter time frames than I would have thought humanly possible. So thank you all, and congratulations. Aye.
Fish?
I think Amanda just spoke for the council. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I'm really pleased to support these changes, but I do so with still a sort of a nagging feeling that of market saturation and lower standard of living. I think the union cab is a good addition. I like what it stands for, what it's about, but I do want to express I have that nagging concern that we can set up new taxi stands, we can hope for people to serve places in Portland outside of the downtown core and not the airport, but I think that's going to be a tough thing to do because downtown and the airport are where the fares are, and I don't think any amount of taxi stands or good intentions is going to deal with the issues of cabs in other parts of the city. So I am concerned, as I said, I'll say it a third time, I'm concerned about saturation, impact on standard of living for drivers. Nevertheless, I am prepared to vote for these reforms in the hopes they will turn out well. Aye.
Adams?
So there's innovation coming to the private for hire taxi industry, and you're seeing that pop up in major cities around the United States. It's apps and smartphones, and this industry has the opportunity to capture more of the share of trips in the city. This bureau is going to have to get on top of that, and they've already begun the research on that. It's also very important that the bribery ends and that people have a fair shot, taxis have a fair shot at getting the rides that we have them in place to provide. Town cars need to know. They're supposed to be doing the work of town cars, and there's been a huge, massive increase in town car service in the city, illegally so in my opinion. That's going to change with the new money and the new inspectors that we're going to be able to hire. So I'm very optimistic about what we can do here. This is assertive, and if we're wrong, what you have is an agency that will have the person power, and I think the board has the interest to continue to make changes. If we need to continue to tweak these changes, we will, so that this industry is more successful for more stakeholders, including the drivers. So I want to thank the City Council for their consideration. I want to thank Frank Dufay, who through good times and bad was sort of the one person inspector and so much others. Thank you for your dogged work over the years. It's been exhausting, I know. I want to thank Kathleen for just the great work that you brought to this, and under Thomas Lanham, who's doing a fantastic job with the Bureau of Revenue. I also want to thank Amy Ruiz in my office, who worked on this project. For me, it's a simple matter of fairness, and I'm very pleased to vote aye. All right, we're in recess till 2 p.m. tomorrow.
Thank you so much. Thank you.